The Watchtower, Number 3, 2019. The Sad Reality of Death. Imagine yourself watching a video about a celebrity, perhaps a famous musician whom you admire. It starts with scenes of her childhood, her music lessons, and her endless practice. Then you see her performing in concerts, traveling far and wide, and becoming an international celebrity. Before long, come images of her golden years, and finally, as the video ends, she dies. This video is not fiction, but it provides glimpses of a life that is no more. Whether the subject was a musician, a scientist, an athlete, or some other well-known person, the story would basically be the same. The person might have accomplished much, but do you not wonder how much more he or she could have achieved had it not been for the harsh reality of old age and death? Sad as it is, this is what awaits us all. No matter how hard we try, we have not been able to escape the effects of aging and death. Not only that, our life may be cut short by a sudden accident or a cruel illness. As described in the Bible, we are like a morning mist that appears for a little while and then disappears. James 4:14. To some, life seems so uncertain and pointless that they follow the "let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we are to die" lifestyle. 1 Corinthians 15:32. But would you not agree that living in such a way is really an acceptance of the sad reality of death? Sooner or later, and especially when undergoing a painful ordeal, you may ask, "Is this life all there is?" Where can you find the answer? Many today turn to science. Progress in science and medicine has extended our life expectancy, and some scientists are working to extend life even longer. Whatever the outcome of their efforts, the questions remain: why do we grow old and die? Is there hope that our enemy death will be conquered? The following articles will examine these topics and answer the question: is this life all there is? End of article.